Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'll start the show with a song. Knew you. The song's being offered as a connection to the real universes, to real guides, universal guides. Today, I'm attempting to share a warning for anyone that the real guides present this to, that if you don't pay attention now and check out the new presentation and the projects that are in development and happening that you can become involved with, have a real purpose in life, in your life. I'll read a little bit of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer. I'll start with the back cover of new book 4, The Adventures of Rebazar Tars, so that you can get a little idea of what the new books are presenting, what Dwayne's presenting through the new books. Here is a great adventure of love and danger that is real. The humans of the earth do not really know their gods, but in this book, they will. Rebazar Tars takes Dwayne on another quest to save a captured soul from their fate with the Kalam God. This is real and becomes the fate of all those who stay lost. Learn the secrets of life and death and real freedom now. So I'll open the book up and read a little bit so that you can get an idea about what's being presented. The deadly force field. The Kalam had done a tremendous job on all the scenery here because it just kept getting better and better. From where RT and I first came from into this realm, there was such a great difference with where we were now. This level is very enchanting and is so much better than anything on the earth. For me, I was on a high just being with everything. Earth is the lowest form of illusion, and there are wonderful places there. But once a person is here, they would never want to return to earth. The seduction of this place makes you forget about the journey into the real universes for those who have never been. Enjoying this place is fine for me because of what I am here for, but I would not surrender my will to this place as the belief system followers of Earth have done. Then Char motioned for us to stop and said, "There is a force field here that is hidden amongst the vegetation. One of many, and it is similar to the River of Death. It surrounds the entire area of the Kalam Kingdom. We have the power here to fly over it, but we must be fast because we can easily be spotted by the space-time masqueraders who will lock us in their time frames where we will be frozen in time like the people of Earth." She mentioned the Earth. I never said anything about it. I wonder how much she really knows. "Follow me," she said as she leaped in the air and flew up about 100 feet. RT and I followed. She was right. It is easy to fly here. So why are we walking all the time? As I saw Char go up to a point and then start to come back down while I was still flying up with RT, in the distance there were two small craft approaching. "The Deceptors," she yelled. "Hurry and get out of sight." But it was too late. They already saw us and started firing their laser beams. One of them grazed my left arm and smoldered a small hole in the shirt I was wearing. Then RT put his hands and actually reflected the rays and sent them back to the two ships, and they quickly exploded and immediately totally disappeared. "Wow, that was cool, sir," I said, feeling better about our situation. Just like Steven Seagal, always use your opponent's strength against them in situations like this. You always have the right to defend yourself. Besides, their intent was for their god, and so they will be reborn in some bad situation on a desolate planet in the physical realm. I am sure those two will be missed. So we must get to another area and hide for a while, said RT. Now I realize why we were always walking. There is just too much going on in the air all the time around here. I know of a good place for now that the Luna Tech will not spot us, it said Char as she led the way through the dense vegetation. Rebazar stayed right behind her as Char moved very fast through the brush. It was still hard for me to fathom all the beautiful lushness compared to the other parts of this world we had been in. As we swiftly moved along, I saw big butterflies all over the place, along with bigger than normal honeybees. I really love the butterflies. They remind me of Tinkerbell. On Earth, the cruel rulers have destroyed a lot of the bee population along with the butterflies with their deceitful toxic spraying and microwaves. The warmongers want to eliminate a lot of the population of the Earth. So they are using all forms of lethal pesticides that affect everything, including the food we eat. I am glad that I do not like to golf, because the golf courses are very heavily sprayed to keep the grass artificially green without people knowing it, which is why golfers are having certain health problems. In our modern times, when people are sick, they go right to their doctors that have been taught to prescribe mainly worthless drugs to people to keep them subject to more disease. With the new presentation I am doing, I will teach people how they can heal themselves and work with the real guides who will help in an all-natural way. There are so many natural ways to heal and that work more permanently. But time is of the essence, as the dark forces want the earth under the giant eye, just like in The Lord of the Rings. "Look over there," said Char as she pointed. "There is the cave that we can stay in and rest a while until the sun sets." It looked like a really good place and well hidden among the thick greenery of all the surroundings. We were soon there and inside. Rebazar wanted us to go in first as he stood outside and watched to make sure we were not followed. "Dwayne, you and Char stay here and I will be back after dark. I'm going to take a long look around," he said as he quickly vanished. "Char, is there anything to eat around here?" I asked. "Yes, right around the side of this cave there are some fruit trees that have what you know as bananas and apples," she said as she led the way. She kept referring to what I already know. I thought. We went outside and moved through the leafy brush, and then I saw the banana trees. They were really big trees that were loaded with bananas. And right next to them were the apple trees. One thing about the fruit here, there were no pesticides like on Earth. The big butterflies and bees were combing the flowery buds and making cute little noises. This fruit is marvelous, Char. There are no harmful toxins on this fruit, I said as I was eating a great tasting banana. Yes, Dwayne, the pesticides that are found on your planet was purposely put there by the deceptors because they want to keep people sick and submissive to the Callum God. Even Callum himself wants things to be as clean and pure as possible where he lives. But he doesn't care about the physical level and all the destruction that goes on there, she said as she picked the fruit. How do you know that I am from Earth, Char? I asked as I collected as much fruit as I could. Come back inside the cave and I will tell you, Dwayne, she said as she led the way back. Char tells all. We put aside all the fruit and then sat on the soft green floor inside the cave. Dwayne, I have actually known about you for a long time and Rebazar also. I think what I have to tell you will be of great interest. When I was on the earth with my parents, they were very heavily into the belief system businesses that the Callum God has perpetuated throughout the physical, astral and mental realms. When I was young, I was not aware of what was really behind the religious beliefs of those that promoted such things to the masses. I simply went along with everything I was shown and told. I was brought up in a particular faith like so many other people that really do not know how the politics of the religious orders really work and what they are doing to mislead people and take all they have. You already know about the marketing ploys of all the systems on the earth because you are a risk taker and not afraid to explore. During my lifetime on earth, I was not aware of a lot of the outside world except the existing faith that I was constantly made to study. My heart was very much into a true love for what is termed God, but I knew there was more than what I was being shown. Because my parents were very devout with their religious beliefs, even to the point of something very dark, I eventually found out about that was also a part of what they were doing. My parents were wealthy and had many very influential friends, even in the governments around the world. They knew how the money systems worked from the hidden side instead of only what the public thinks it knows or is shown. My parents knew of the political arena and those who were the primary controllers and rulers for the masses and what would be decided for everyone whether they liked it or not. Those that agreed were welcomed and those that did not were silently never seen again. My parents were wonderful and loving people, and they did not like what the major religions of the world were doing and how they constantly created the wars and bloodshed and deceit for the public to be misled by, but at the same time, they helped promote what was always taking place. My parents tried to provide a beneficial influence to the heads of the governmental control to stop the lies and misrepresentations that were constantly taking place. But for the most part, none would listen because almost all the politicians were so corruptively involved and on the take. So basically everyone was afraid to change anything from what it had always been. While I was growing up and living with them, I was starting to have some very interesting dream experiences that I really knew nothing about. I was being told certain things that related to my physical life, but again, I had nothing to go by, and so I was having a hard time with my mind and what I had been taught to understand about the knowledge I was being given. Like most people, I thought it was God talking to me. Because I did read the religious doctrines and they talked about God talking to man through dreams that had been interpreted in the past but no one I spoke with knew anything about dreams and what they meant in my present life. I kept searching for answers because I knew there was more. While my parents were alive, they kept me very involved with what they were doing, plus all the schools they had me go to. I had no real social life because they kept a firm hand on me and wanted me to be educated a certain way. They did not want me to see any boys when I was young or men as I got older. I did have a secret love for a while, but when my parents found out, they had someone come around and have a real talk with him. Well, that ended that. I know they did not have him killed, but they made sure that he never came around again. If I wasn't in school, I was with them at some political religious convention or gathering promoting what the churches of the earth wanted. Complete cooperative mind control. The socially deceptive mind control implementations are what I eventually discovered they were doing to people. Basically, all the private meetings that I went to with my parents were about how to better control the working class and the followers of their faith. Usually, there were many top political and religious personalities that headed these meetings, and they would share their stories about how they kept people in line and kept them working as a support to further their own political causes, which is usually something beneficial for the controllers and destructive for their supporters. To these people that love their power roles, a person's life means nothing. Printing money and stealing gold from others has value to them, but not a human life. Even when they did provide some kind of benefit for the public, they would make sure only they and their political friends would come out ahead. These diabolic followers of the Calum God also have secret meetings that involve religious blood cult sacrifices. These people perpetuate the ideas through their made-up ancient doctrines about everyone that is not a believer in their way of doing things as an outcast and a devil worshiper, when in fact it is all a mind control scheme to have people as robots that will work and protect their evil doings. All of this is so obvious, yet people stay with these phony icons that say they are here to help mankind. People stay with all this authoritative absurdity because they have nowhere else to look. Most people want to have a basic life and are not interested in getting something from the next person unless it is to share and exchange freely. And so these misguided vermin take advantage of the average person. The earth people have no idea where the technology on this world of today came from. It came from the deceptors that invented Luna Tech eons ago. It all started back before the planned deception of the Christ man. Years before he appeared, the church was planning a world takeover directed by the Calum God. The Calum made his brother Jot Naranjan act out the part of Jehovah and persuaded people that a savior was coming that would relieve the burden of all those who believed in the church. The plan was being set up and the church was going to actually create their own magic show for the naive public to believe in. This same scenario had been done so many times before, but the church at that time was losing memberships and followers, so they knew they had to create a miracle to happen to get their supporters back and stabilized. As time went on, they couldn't really figure out what to do. Then one day, the Christ man appeared and started doing some psychic healings among the villages he was visiting. He mainly healed people in one village and then traveled to others. After years of doing these healings, the church finally started paying attention to what he was doing and had the Christ man followed to see what he was really up to. Eventually, these secret agents reported their findings to the congregations of the World Church at that time, and so it was decided they would use this man as their marketing ploy to promote their continued rulership. These rulers of the church had evil hearts. They knew that the Christ man could not be around if they were to claim his miracles and make up stories about him. So they devised a plan to get rid of him without taking the blame. They wanted to use him and steal the idea of him so that it would look like he was representing the church of those times, which he personally was not at all interested in being a part of them. The misguided followers of religion today are told that the Christ man is behind the church and the different labeled systems that control the bloodshed on earth. That only ignorant and unaware people believe in something so foolish. He was followed and watched for the longest time to make sure most of the population knew about him. One of the things that I did learn from the original secret doctrines of the church was that the Christ man was being taught by very special beings from his youth until he eventually appeared to the public. In the old doctrines, there are vague references to his teachers, and I would assume they were the real universal guides. At some of his gatherings, he would constantly make reference to look within oneself for all the answers needed, and he never mentioned any gods or authorities, which the church later added for their policies to control, to work, and to please the Calum God. Eventually, it was planned that the Christ man would be eliminated like a common criminal, and so the church ordered the political scene at that time to make up something that sounded good enough to get the man nailed to a cross. There are still records of all these events hidden in the secret vaults of the world religions, but to get to them, you would have to risk your life. The secret doctrines will never be seen by the public, and if someone with a real heart gets close to them, they will be destroyed, so the masses will never know they existed. The church leaders do keep them from their own people to see, and those that do not keep them a secret are eliminated, just like so many of their own popes they did away with. And so the history of what mankind thinks is something special was born. You have the real answer, Dwayne, and it is all here and now. The Christ man wanted to help people, but I think he got caught up in his own ego and did too many psychic miracles. Because I saw him a few times having to deal with the lords of karma for what has been promoted on the earth because of him. From his time on, what has also taken place are all the evil sacrificial rites and rituals of hidden groups that control the political and religious orders on earth. My parents told me about all these things right before they died, because they had seen the original manuscripts that were thousands of years old. The heads of all religious orders worship these stupid doctrines, because the three-headed God is into total evilness. In the early days of the church, the information about the three heads of Calum were recorded. But as time went on, they changed a lot of the information about what really took place and eventually referred to Calum as God. The word God is actually from the word good, which is the opposite of bad. And so a long, bloody history of good and bad has prevailed over everything else and mainly controlled by the Calum God and all his earthly rulers. The church has always known the basic psychological position of the masses and has used it against people for the sake of their evil control. I learned so much about all the cruelty and how the religious orders have purposely instigated their followers into wars for the purpose of personal profit and political takeovers. Like I have said, I always knew there had to be so much more than what I had come to know on the earth. On Earth today, the systems are using oil for bartering and making wars to support their cause and telling the public it is all about democracy. I prayed and prayed for something to appear, but it never seemed to according to what I thought it should. Yet I was still having these interesting dreams I knew nothing about. Then one day I decided to go and see this lady that I had heard about from some friends of mine who supposedly could see things that other people could not. Well, I was reluctant at first because I didn't want my parents or anyone else to know. But I finally took the chance and went late one night while my parents were at a three-day secret conference that even I couldn't go to. I went and met this lady that I will call Mary. When I went up to her door, I was very nervous because I had been taught that people like her were evil and of the devil. But I really didn't accept that idea because I already knew the religious orders were totally evil. And so how could one person that provides information about something possibly true be evil? I didn't buy it and decided to take a chance and see for myself. I finally got the nerve to knock on the door, and as I was about to knock, she opened the door and called me by name. I was so startled that I started to giggle, which helped me relax. As I walked into her house, I felt as though I were at home. Mary was a wonderful and very sincere person. My first meeting with her was very revealing. First, she told me things that only I knew about to show me that she was a real seer. Then I began to ask her questions about my life and why I was here. She told me that I had a very special mission like no one else's, but that it would take some time to become apparent to me. I asked her about the faith that I had and belonged to, and that I felt something was missing with all that I knew. She told me there were very special guides that were teaching me what I would need to know, and that is when I asked her about my dreams. She said that these unseen guides were taking me to very real and special schools that were hidden from the profane minds of the dark side. Mary said that what they were teaching was even beyond what even she knew, but that I was to continue on with my life as it is, and eventually everything would be revealed to me. She said that it would be years before the public was ready for these special guides, for what these special guides would reveal, because the outer awareness of the public was not ready yet, but it was being prepared for it. I started seeing Mary a lot, at least three or four times a week. I began to write a diary of my dreams and what she told me they meant. Your friend Rebazar was one of the beings that I would meet in my dreams, along with another fellow that was with him a lot, Gopal Das, a beautiful blonde being, she said as she took a breath. This is great, Char, but why do you think Rebazar would consider destroying you? I asked. Let me explain, because there is a lot more to all of this. As time went on, I was being shown what was going to take place on the earth and the person that would have the greatest impact on history ever, your friend and teacher, Paul Twitchell. I was shown the time track from these special guides and certain events that would be coming into play in the future. At the same time, I overheard my parents talking about an earth-shattering event that would take place from the astrologers and seers they knew, which I didn't even know they knew any such people. It was late one night, and they thought I was asleep, but I had to get up for a sore throat to get something for it, and their bedroom door was open. And so I heard them talking about some predictions and what was going to be done about them. I was very curious, so I quietly listened, because I was seeing Mary all the time and all of us of this seemed to tie in. My parents, evil seers, predicted that a very bothersome individual would appear on the public scene around 1965 that wouldn't become known to the world for at least 2 or 3 years after that. I heard my father say that when this person appears, he would be taken care of by those he knew. Even though my parents were very loving to me, they were very devoted to the higher ups that ran the systems of the world. They really didn't totally see how they were worshiping the evilness of the three-headed God. What is so humorous about all of this is the fact that the real truth about what is taking place on the earth seems like science fiction, and the public has been so beaten down with illusion that only all the illusions they look to seem real to them. And so it has all come to what life on earth is today, a love for all the phenomena that is produced. Prior to Paul Twitchell appearing, my parents were very old. My father had a stroke and then died 2 days later. Within 2 months, my mother also passed away because she was so saddened by the death of my father that she just walked around most of the time like a zombie. After my mother left her body, I kind of wondered for a while what to do with my life. One night, I had this dream that showed me where my parents went. In the dream, I was watching them being taken before a type of judge and sentenced. I could hear what was being said, but the impression was I knew they had to pay for what they had been involved in. In this type of courtroom they were in, as they stood and waited, several entities came in that were all in black and took them away. Later, from Mary, I found out who these strange creatures were. She told me that they were called the Deceptors and that they were under the control of the Supreme Being, Callum. She said the Callum wanted my parents and eventually me too. I told her about the doctrines that I knew about and had read when my parents were around, and so she and I kept exploring all the possibilities and we finally figured out what was taking place. Even after I knew about the three-headed God, which is recorded in the real history doctrines that the church has always kept hidden, it was still hard for me to believe that the God that all of humanity looks to, no matter what faith or country, is the same evil entity that plays both sides and pits everyone against each other to keep people confused and unaware. The Callum wants people to stay into reincarnation forever, because it ensures his continued survival with the agreements he gets. I wanted to do something for my parents when I found out what the Deceptors were doing with them. Mary told me it is very rare that the Deceptors come into the arena of the Lords of Karma unless it is for a purpose. The Callum God wanted my parents to work with him because of all the connections my parents had. I found out from Mary that my parents did not want anything to do with Callum, but he blackmailed them into submitting to his demands, and so they have been captive with him ever since, she said. Can I ask how they blackmailed them, Char? I asked. Callum threatened to destroy me, and so they gave in to him. After he got them to agree, they were put into a time frame where they are still prisoners to this day, working for him and influencing people against their will to stay unaware. I was shown to let my parents go through what they had to because of what they did on earth, but I was not really able to detach myself, and so I became very angry. The special guides and even Mary kept telling me to let go and things would eventually work out, but I was too stubborn and emotionally upset. I felt like a drug addict on a mission about all that I knew to be so wrong, and I wanted to correct it. I began a campaign against the rulers of the different systems. I knew a lot of people and some of them did help me, but I did most of exposing what these evil people were doing myself. I wrote articles to newspapers and magazines. I did demonstrations and a lot of rather radical things that sometimes put me in jail for the night. I was being shown not to get too close, but I was on a mission to destroy the hiddenness of the belief systems. The last time I saw Mary was right before Paul Twitchell took the rod of power. She adamantly warned me to back off and not to attempt any more confrontation with the dark side, because they were watching me very closely and ready to pounce on me. She even yelled at me, because she cared so much, and said that this would be my final warning. While I was with her that night, I was ready to finally let go, because she told me she had the information from the special guides that were teaching me that I would soon be able to have the outer knowledge that I had been looking for. After being with her, I went home and just wanted to rest. I fell asleep, and then about midnight, the phone rang, and I got a call from a friend that told me some very disturbing news about an actual murder that was going to take place, because a very close friend of mine had information about certain corrupt American politicians that he was going to expose, and there already were plans to eliminate him and his family. I tried to call him and warn him, like others who knew him that had tried to call, but no one could get through to him. He only lived a few hours away, so I decided to drive there. I knew the man. The dark side was going to kill very well, and I actually loved him. Well, I couldn't sleep at all after hearing what I did, and so I drove for hours to where he was at to try and warn him. I was driving very fast and rather reckless, along with my emotional attitude, and it was a heavy rain night, a heavy rainy night that I should not have been out in, and in the process, I lost control of my car, and I was also killed. When I crossed over into the astral world, I was immediately taken to a secret place instead of going through the standard process. Then I was transported into the mental worlds by the dark angels and taken before the Callum himself. He was very pleased to see me, because now he knew he had a very aware servant that would perform for him, because he had my parents as prisoners. You see, the Callum God loves blackmail. He loves to see people suffer. And so the intrigue of all that I had learned and went through while on earth was like a sultry seduction to him that he passionately adored. Because the entire scenario of all that had taken place fell neatly into his hands. And so with all that I had learned and become aware of, he was very happy to have a new thrill in his life that could influence the unaware. If the Callum God cannot get what he wants through persuasion or force and cruelty, he resorts to seduction and sensual maneuverings and eventually blackmail. All of which so many people already agree to because of their emotional natures. So Callum doesn't need to put out too much effort to gain followers that are already unaware and willing to be subdued. Look at the earth today and how everything is business as usual and cleverly ployed by sensationalism and seduction. Very few people really care about what is really taking place with the deterioration of the planet. They only promote the idea to sell as a business ploy. There are people who do care, but they are usually shoved in the background and aligned with the opposite side of the marketing promoters, and so they are still under the spell of the Callum. I know about the funny business that you are into, Dwayne. Yours is unique, because Rebazar and the real guides are promoting what you are doing for the new presentation. Everyone involved will benefit in the true sense, and that is having real freedom beyond the heavens of man. You and your friends really do care, and you see how hard it is to deal with the humanitarian grants and funds that apply, so that you can create your new health and awareness centers. You already know that most of the humanitarian money goes to feed needy people that are herded by the belief systems to gain more Callum followers, but under the guise of helping others. And such needy people are no longer needed. They will be eliminated by some form of invented plague or disease that there will be supposedly be no cure for, like the invented AIDS disease. It is the ones that have courage and have gained a lot more awareness through personal experience that the Callum God really wants to worship him, because then he doesn't have to be concerned at all and let his servants create for him. Then he can spend more time with all his endless supply of mistresses. Harold is an excellent example of how Callum emotionally takes over a person. Crony was picked by the Deceptors years before she even knew about the corporation that Gerald became the spiritual master for. They could see she wanted something big in her life to have and control, but at the time she didn't know how to get it. So the Deceptors brought her around a step at a time until they introduced her to Gerald. She was being prepared from her subconscious body through all the tap lines they put into her astral, causal, and mental bodies, while the physical mind and body just went along doing all the funny things humans do without any awareness to what is really taking place at all. Eventually, Crony easily seduced Gerald into her way of doing things, and so the influential head of the Callum took over her unaware soul and five bodies completely. This is why your friend Kathy sees her as she really is, a hideous lizard creature. All the things I know come from this level and are seen on the lower levels as the results of their beginning and then appearing into the material worlds. The Callum God does know many things, but he cannot touch or influence everything, especially when a person has met the real guides and been given the real connection to the sound light reality, then it becomes harder for him. That was a little bit of The Adventures of Reba Zartars, new book 4 of the Adventurous series by Dwayne, the great writer. Dwayne the New Wave, Dwayne the New Man. So I guess that that gives you an idea of some of the information that's being presented. So if you test the new you song before you go to bed for like 15 minutes, wanting to connect with the real universal guides and the real universes, and maybe 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning, and test it for yourself and see what life shows you. I'll be on next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time again. You can call in if you have questions or would like to say something. So anyway, I'll end the show with the song, New You, You, You. See ya.